So I'm not saying don't go for a party, but make sure that when you reach the party, the no pastor has come. You know what I'm saying? Yes, they say, yes, the son of the Pope has arrived. Yes, it's good. But every time you see that there, you are sipping a drink. And one girl that's half naked comes to rub body on your body. Listen, you are not made of firewood. Are you getting my point? Yes, flee. What did I say? Flee. What did I say? Disappeared. I mean, I believe in enjoy. I mean, you've been to my house. I do party in my house all the time. But when you come to my house, I'm the king of the party. The DJ is Israel. I'm bishop. I mean, I'm just warning you. Don't just hang out in strange places. You go to 8 hours. The guy on your right is a core unbeliever. He has a wife and 3 concubines. The one in front of you is a homosexual. The one on your left, his name is Barack Obama. And you sit down there and you say, oh, this suya is very nice. And they'll give to, they serve good around. It's called communion. What did I call it? Communion. Yes, you shouldn't share bread, communion in such places. I'm just going to explain the fact that, you know, physical things, they affect you. I'm talking about, you know, the culture. Because of TV and everything, Americans are always teaching us their culture every day. They tell women to wear pattern, and run around. You see, the one that irritates me now, in fact, you know, I'm used to women half naked, you know. You get to a while, you get used to it. The one I have not gotten used to is when a man, you know, this evil is a horrible thing, though. You know, see boys tie their belts here. That's the one, in Jesus' name, I ban you. May that trouser tear to pieces if you do it again. Is it every madness you must copy? Boys will not be wearing sagging. Listen, look. So, if you, what is your problem? You know, those days we used to get angry with women. That, what's wrong with you? Why can't you dress properly? They're not, you're not walking on the road now. Boys, you now wear trousers that's down, you know. In fact, some of them, you know, I've sat down sometimes to examine critically. How is he hanging up? So I want to know whether the guy sank a rope and hung it under his on his neck. That we can't see. Is everything people copy? Can't you just watch something on television and say, I don't like it? They bring fashion, you look at it and say, I don't like it. Period. Let the whole world wear it, I'm not wearing. Why I went into there, some of those things, you know, mostly women things, even they're sneaking into guys now. If I say this, it sounds funny. They are demonic. They are satanic. One reverend father said something once. He said he doesn't understand why. He said that most of those big boys in the fashion industry, at least in the Western world, that they are homosexuals. And he does not understand why a homosexual should tell a woman what to wear. I kept that article for a long time. I don't know where it is anymore. The man said, there was a reverend father was talking that he doesn't understand why it should be a homosexual that will tell women how to dress. The simple answer is Satan. Pure Satan. I am convinced of this. I may sound like an extremist, but I'm convinced of it. Some of them, the designs are given to them by demons. I can prove it to you from scripture also. Because we know 2 people in the Bible that brought designs from heaven. Moses went to heaven, copied design. Moses and David had the revelation of what the temple should look like. Designs are released in the spiritual realm. And if you're an artist, you're an architect, you're a fashion designer, and you're a believer, bear that thing in mind. And you sleep at night, start connecting with the heavenly realms, and downloading what God wants men to look like, what God wants women to look like. Why should we be copycats? I went to all of that, but I talked about the matter of culture. Culture. Don't be afraid. I said to everybody before, and I'm saying, see, all this one of Kulano speaks English, does not speak English, speaks one like what it doesn't. Look, listen. It is, as far as I'm concerned, it's ending this generation. if your children are getting married and I come to your house and then Mikola now speaks Swahili, as you are saying, I carry my Bible and I walk out. As far as I'm concerned, we today, and what the Bible calls the consummation of the ages. One age is leaving, another one is coming. So sometimes this transition period, we just overlook some things. And I say, listen, my tradition is Christianity. There's no, listen, after this generation, we should not be able to tell where you are from, naturally speaking. We should be able to tell the spiritual language you speak. So they go for that wedding, they said they are Christians. Yes, how did we know? When we got there, they were chanting the Psalms. They were chanting the blood of Jesus, what he has done, how it has washed them away, washed their sins away. That's what they were chanting. They said, oh, what are they? They must be Christians. Say, yes. Listen, he said it was for freedom that Christ set us free. That's what I'm talking about. Those people, they went, people were preaching to them that you have to play safe. I want Christians. There are some festivals you're not even going for anymore. Now, but I don't want to tell you that if there's a masquerade is coming out, it doesn't concern you. That's what they call idol worship. What did I call it? I mustn't find you dancing with, it's about eighth grade masquerade. Hey, don't go, 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 go. That's why you go and sleep at night and demons will be pursuing your dream. Now you go beg them to join the race with you now. What's your business with idols? So they won't recognize my village if I don't come. Who needs their recognition? Prosper, they will remember you. Just prosper first. Is this poverty that's your problem? Just prosper first. Hey! Focus on working with God and asking for abundance. They will come and meet you, say, you have not come to build a house in the village. Then you build one for them. Not one. In fact, you know, I told you as Christians, we don't build houses in the village first. If we're not planning to go there, we build town halls, schools, you know, halls for the school. We come there, say, okay, what's happening here? They say that this stream does not allow us pass during rainy season. We build a nice covert over it and say that is the blessing of God. And we go and say, you come there, you buy desks for the classrooms. I've told you, God, NYSC, they will not scrap it. We won't allow them to scrap NYSC yet. You know why? That's what we want to use to do the will of God in our villages. When coppers arrive, you bring the coppers and say, this is my village. All right? The money I want to use to roof a house here, I'm going to pay all of you for the next few years. Make sure all these boys and girls, they go to school. That's Christianity. When we have done all of that, we can now build one small house there. Or a big one. We don't just sink a borehole inside our compound. We first sink one in the village square first. That's how Christians behave. It's unbelievers that will come and sink one inside his compound and expect everybody to now be keen up and say, Rakadede. No, as a believer, you go, you sink one. Isn't it annoys me when I see Americans coming to Nigeria. Say, before Operation Blessing, if you watch it on TV, Operation Blessing sank a borehole in Nigeria. I got a vex. Operation Blessing, you are sinking borehole in Nigeria. What a shame to Nigerians. Nigerian Christians. Why should Operation Blessing come from America to come and sink a borehole here? With all the kind of houses we are building all over the place. And that's nonsense. We should go there first, sink the borehole. We are talking about walking in freedom. Walking in freedom. So that I can't do you anything. People go, these days they get confused. Preachers, you know, I told you, look, a man calls himself a preacher. Don't be impressed until he talks. Let him tell you the counsel of God. Because these days I hear those that call themselves preachers, the kind of things they preach. They come, sit down, start analyzing for me the origin of curses. They came to Jesus, who sinned? Who sinned? This man or himself that he should be born, or his parents should be born blind. He said, what difference does he make? As long as I can do the work of him that sent me, what it is there. So if your great-great-great-grandfather was a wicked man, who doesn't have somebody in his lineage that was wicked here? Any man who was not serving the true God is a wicked man. Then that's how doing deliverance. So you are warning, if you are a child of God, you don't need that kind of deliverance. You know the kind of deliverance you need? You need deliverance from ignorance. Ignorance, that's the main deliverance you need. He said, but my business has had problems. Who has not had problems in life? Jesus had problems. If they try to throw you off a cliff many times, you know that's a problem. If you have Judas in your ministry, you think it's not a problem. Your treasurer is a thief. But was it a sign that he wasn't blessed? You can have a problem. Don't worry. It's whether you overcome it or not that shows whether you're a believer or you are not. So as a businessman, my last three businesses collapsed. I said, you have four more to collapse. Why? Because a righteous man falls seven times. I said, Pastor, I don't know what's going on. Every woman I ask to marry me, they always say no. I said, how many? Three. I remain four. Better be proposing early so they can refuse on time. One of the reasons why they keep refusing anyway is all your bribery and corruption. That's why they keep refusing. Because you think you have to, you know, you have to use money, things you don't have. You have a spirit of rejection, so that's why they are rejecting you. Let me tell you the truth. I know the guys don't wake up now. This is how to chase a woman. Let me tell you now. Use your mouth. What did I say? This is your mouth. If you don't have money, you don't need it. Tell your neighbor, you don't need the money yet. Use your mouth. Tell her what God is doing in your life. Don't stop telling lies that, oh, the moment I saw your face, my heart has been jumping. Forget all of it. Everybody has been telling her that. You don't know that. You think you're the first person. Anytime she goes to work, they tell her. She goes to school, they tell her. Serious people tell her. Unbelievers tell her. Idiots tell her. Wise people tell her. And you go there. Forget that one first. Greet nicely. Be a nice person. But after that, talk about what God is doing in your life. How you're a man of God. How you believe in Jesus Christ. How old things are passed away. How the word of God is changing you every day into becoming the perfect image of Jesus Christ. How no matter what your yesterday was like, tomorrow is going to be bright. That you are 10,000 times bigger on the inside than you are on the outside. Tell her the truth. It's a word of God. And stop hiding. Look, if they are not paying you well, where you are, tell her straight. I'm in that place, I'm learning. I'm being fruitful. Yes. So, you know, there are some people, they know how to tell stupid lies. You know what I call stupid lies? There's one brother that used to say something that used to annoy me. He'll come to you, and you're talking. You know? we are discussing Boko Haram matters now. You said, yesterday I was the chief of army staff, and we were discussing the strategies for penetration of Borno out into Maiduguri and then come out to that Chadian border, and you'll be looking at him like this. The one he said that day that really just annoyed me. It was poor scarcity in Nigeria. He said, I was in the office of the group MD of NNPC yesterday, and he was explaining, and you're looking at him like this. And I say, you know the group MD of NNPC? You know the governor of your state? These are the names he drops. You know all these people? And your life be like this. Honestly. There was one brother that when he was in Lagos. It used to be like that. He said, okay, right now we are going to see Dia. The way he would say the Dia, you know, Oladipo Dia, the dance number two. You would think Dia was his classmate in secondary school. And I used to look at the guy, you know. I didn't know how to do that. Oh, but you better wake up. There was one poor man like that. I used to walk with my mother those days, all right, in her school. And my mother used to say that, look, anytime she's talking, the man was poor. There's nothing wrong with being poor. You know what I mean, that regard. Except that my mother said, anytime you are talking with him, he will tell you about his son that's an engineer in Port Harcourt. His son that is a lawyer in New York. His brother that is the commissioner of police in this place. By the time he draws four or five names, the little offering my mother will have before, she will hold her offering and go come back home with it. He will tell me that, I beg, he looks, it appears like he's more prosperous than myself. The man will be dropping names. Meanwhile, once you look at him, perfect description of poverty. They'll be dropping names recklessly.
Guys,
it's not necessary. What did I say? Listen, you are a big man. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
When I first met my wife, I didn't even know that I was such a big man that she got tired of hearing how big I was. Yes, because I used to say it all the time. Not that kind of big man, I mean the real big man, the type that you are. The type that Christ has made you and I to be. I used to talk, one day just say, this man, I beg, he don't do. I said, I think you are just full of yourself. I went back home and went and reasoned. I came back. I said, I lie. According to the word of God, I'm full of God. What is his name? John G. Lake said that there's no one who has power with God. I won't brag about it. That isn't just flows out of you. I mean, you have to know how to boast. The Bible says it like that. Let the wise man not boast of his wisdom. Let that strong one not boast of his strength. Let's add to it. Let the rich man not boast of his riches. If anyone wants to boast, boasting is allowed. Boasting is allowed as long as he boasts in the fact that he knows me. So when you go to a woman, you boast. Amen? Guys, what did I say? You boast now. Baba. You walk with a swagger. You know that kind of thing. So you know God is good. We will prosper in this land in the name of Jesus Christ. That no matter what outside looks like right now, there is a God inside. And when he manifests in our lives, outside will have to cooperate. Trust me, some women will believe you. Marry only those who believe that kind of gospel. Anyone that makes you buy things on credit, you are paying for 6 months. Her birthday was in January. June, you are still paying. That one is not the will of God. Waiting. It is acceptable according to what a man has. Waiting. You want to wed, you must buy gold by force. Oh boy. When you enter that metal market, there are all kinds of ornaments in there. You know the interesting thing about the word of God? It says all of them are perishable, including the gold you want to die for. So you buy the one that's painted with yellow. So if you fail after 2 months, why not? You buy another one after 2 months. Then as God blesses you, you buy the one that can last 1 year. As God blesses you, then you now buy one that they guarantee to not tarnish for 18 months. 18 months warranty. And then one day God will bless you. And you go there. Tell them, I want the most pure gold that is crafted by Bezalel. If it's not the Bezalel of the Bible, I don't want that one. They will craft it for only you. Put a diamond that, you know, Bezalel, and what's the name of his friend? Oholiab. Oholiab worked on that diamond. They combine it. How much is it? It will be the same wage of a man laboring for 3 years. They say there are poor people. Say, wait. The poor you have with you, always. This is for my wife this time around. You go home and say, baby, wear this one. It is from your husband. We know it is perishable, but this one will not perish until Christ comes. I'm telling you the truth. Life is in phases, Bishop Oyedepo said, and men are in sizes. You live your size per time. My friend Ibokwe will say that contentment is knowing your place in life and living like you are there. It's just a temporary season. It's just a temporary season. It's a temporary season. Listen, don't die because tomorrow is your wedding day. You can't buy gold. Don't worry about it. There's a place in the market where they sell things that look like gold. Wear that one for a few days. The time will come. You know what I like about there's one story those days we heard of this man, Akeem Olajuwon. You know, he was a poor boy that grew up on Lagos Island, Isaleko. He has seven, I think there were seven or nine in the family. I think seven children, parents, and plus the parents. And they lived in one room. One room. So when God prospered him, he went to the U.S., he became a basketballer, and he became very rich. I remember that I was in secondary school. He built a house. He didn't buy it. He had the house built. That time, this was in the early 80s. for the cost of $2 million. And it was one room. The house was one room. He said this is to remind him of where he came from. So he built a house for $2 million, and the instruction to the architects that make sure everything is just one room. So in that massive house, beds were in one corner, kitchen was in one corner. He says one room. What am I saying? That's your cheap ring. Keep it somewhere. One day, you will go to the master goldsmiths of the world and say, replicate that in the original. I want to use to remind my wife of where we began from. The path of the just is like the light of dawn. Your path is shining brighter and brighter. I say your path is shining brighter and brighter.
Amen.
Listen, I've just given you a summary. This is how Christians chase women. We don't borrow cars. It's not necessary. We don't tell lying stories. Where were you last week? My uncle, his plane spoiled on the streets of Lagos, so went to change the plug. Those stories are not necessary. I remember the first day, my wife and I are related. There's all, I had a reputation for sincerity, honestly. In fact, my mom was annoying. I used to tell you things you didn't even ask me about. So one day, said they were doing send-off in their school. She was graduating. His dad invited me to come, so I came. You know what I was looking at? The clothes she was wearing. The first time we got to come, the opportunity to speak, I said, come. Your papa buy this kind of thing for you. You don't say you go marry. I was afraid though. Because the price of the material was talking from the stage. I could see it. Honestly, a whole month's salary that time couldn't buy 8 yards. Now look, I say, want your papa? Shouldn't make life miserable for young people though. Why don't you give a young woman this one to wear? I say, oh, now come on. I wear print now. I say, you better wear print. There's nothing like doing. This is nice. It reminds me of the one that didn't remind me of anything. I'd never seen that type before. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. What am I trying to say? We have been set free in Christ Jesus. I don't know what to say. We have to walk with that mentality. We are victors in Christ Jesus. We have been set free in Christ Jesus. Our level now is not where we'll be forever. We have the winner's mentality. You don't run to and fro. Every time they change salaries in one place, you jump to another place. No, wherever you are in life, like I said, you have to be a blessing. You have to be a blessing. And you have to be learning. You have to be learning. You have to be learning. That's just the way Christians work. You understand my point? The one I want to just add last as I close, all right? Is to remind Christians again, there's no need to be afraid. I just want to say this one. There is no need to be afraid, especially of satanic forces. There's no need to be afraid. The one I say all the time is that you are not cursed. That's what I was talking about, that woman matter. Three women, you propose to them, they refuse. You know what it means? Maybe you marry the fourth one. What if that one refuses? Maybe you marry the fifth one. And it's in the scriptures. When you are persecuted in one city, you flee to the next. It's the word of God. It doesn't mean you are cursed. That's why I'm saying all the things I'm saying. It doesn't mean it. You know why? Because in Christ Jesus, indeed you are not cursed. People say they have problems. Who doesn't have problems? You know the issue about problems? It means they have to be solved. It means they have to be solved. There's one saying by Robert Kiyosaki that I quote all the time. He said, I've never seen a rich man that never lost money. Very important. So the fact that you have lost money is not a sign that you are cursed. You must believe this thing. Stop sowing unnecessary seeds for freedom from bondage that you are not in. The bondage that the Christian has is ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You must spend your time studying the word of God to know the kind of freedom that Jesus has given you. He did not give you freedom to walk in iniquity. He did not. He gave you freedom to succeed even though you refuse to put your hands to iniquity. That's what he did. You must understand that. Stop going around waking up at night to pray about devils. They are not your problem. The only problem you have with the devil is temptation. So strengthen your heart with the word of God and prayer so as to resist that temptation. Very, very important. The only problem you have with the devil is temptation. And he knows that's why he tempts you. If you don't fall for his sin, he can't do anything to you. The moment you gave your life to Christ, renounced the former ways, you became free. The ancestral curses were broken. Let me say this one again. I know I'm repeating myself, but I don't care. I will repeat myself. He's only a lying prophet who can point a finger at the person causing your troubles. In Christ Jesus, you have been set free. Is your uncle? Is a lie. Is your auntie? Is a lie. Is that fair woman in the next compound? Is a lie. Don't you see how she looks at you when you are coming out in the morning? Is a lie. She only likes you. That's all. She can't do you anything. I said something the other day. Was it on Tuesday or last? When I was explaining the issue of the answer, okay, was last of the years. That when Jesus prayed, okay, well, Jesus, I was praying. And he said, contend with them that contend with me. That thing has been answered. Anybody that's contending with you, God is already contending with them. They can come against you, but they will never be overcomers in your life. They will never overcome you. No weapon that is fashioned against you will prosper. If they come together in one way, they are going to scatter seven ways. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain? All those satanic forces, let them gather together and come against you. They have scattered. What did I say? What did I say? What did I say? They have scattered. What am I doing? I'm getting you to understand how to walk. You have to walk with confidence. Ask my wife. All the days she has known me, she has never known me to be afraid of evil forces. Never. It has never been a prayer point in our lives. Never. I can't remember we join hands and say, all these demons that want to get us, Holy Ghost, fire, me. God forbid that thing. There are prayers I don't pray. If I pray them, Christ will be of no value to me. It will mean I've joined some churches that God said I shouldn't go to. All the witches that are rising up against me, today you will die, 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 die. No, leave. And you will see what God is going to do in my life. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What's my problem with your dying? All of these die, die prayers, some of them are fear. You want them to die so you won't be afraid again. How can you spend a whole night begging people to die? You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. If you're not afraid, you shouldn't do that. I said to you earlier, those who should die, will die. At the appropriate time, those who are fighting you, they will die, they are dying. You know, God knows when to die them. You like my English? He knows how to handle them. If you want people to pray, die, let me tell those who pray that they should die. All the people that have said the nation will not prosper, those are the ones you should be directing those your die prayer after. And just be sure you're not one of them. Because a lot of those who pray those die prayers, they are master sin, God. Iniquity people. They can never do anything in government office without collecting court. So they don't pray that kind of prayer. Because if they pray, now then go die first. Listen, let me add this one. I close with it. Don't ever do something for them just in case. Say, no, let me just pray this prayer now. Because you never can tell. Once you talk like that, you arm the enemy. You arm the devil. It is called fear. Walk with boldness. Don't be afraid. Don't go and kneel down and you want to pray. Say, God, did I do anything wrong yesterday? You did not do anything wrong. If it didn't come to your mind, don't worry about it. He ever lives to make intercession for anyone that draws near to God by him. Jesus is always watching your back. And he's also walking in sin consciousness. I've never started a prayer meeting. I asked my wife in my life that I can remember ever since I left catechism. I'm telling you, since I entered university, once I started the word of faith, I've never started a prayer meeting with, let me start thinking of what I have done now because I want to pray. If I do anything bad on the spot, I should know, I should repent of it. When I want to pray, I go boldly. What did I say? You come boldly, stop coming timidly. And what am I saying? It's called living anything you do in the name of Jesus. You are recognizing that this is what Jesus has done. That's what it means to live in the name of Jesus. You are living by the power of the work that he has done, not your own power. Everything that I was saying, this is how men chase women in Christianity. I'm not talking about, we're not learning how to, look, we're not be worried boys, we're trying to talk smooth. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's not what we are practicing. We are telling the truth. What did I say? What did I say? We're telling the truth. Everything that I said, I believe. Everything that I told my wife then, every single thing I believed. I remember many years ago, just this thing I'm telling you, I did it too. Although I bought my wife some with a very nice ring when we got married, but the first ring I gave her for engagement, she found out in Kingdom World Ministry, I didn't even know she did not know, that it was 300 naira. This was where she found out. One day I was preaching, I don't even know, was it this year? She said, oh, was it 300 naira? I said, okay, I didn't tell you. But you know, it's love. What did I call it? It was love. It was shining. What she was seeing was not the ring, it was the person who gave it. According to Ken, that apostle of love, Ken, he says, it's not what they say, it's what God causes them to hear. So it wasn't the ring I gave, it was what, you know, it was the radiation, the glory that was upon it. I remember years later, one day, because I remember Charles Achonwa. He was preaching and said one day his wife said that the most expensive material she had was given to her by her father or her mother. So he said, what? My wife is telling me? He said, no. So he went and prayed to God. Now listen, when I was earning 900 naira a month as a fresh graduate from university, that's when he told this story. He went and prayed to God to give him money. You have to learn how to pray. And God sent him 50,000 naira. He told God what he wanted to do with the money. When the money came, 50,000, the most expensive material he could find when a fresh Nigerian graduate doctor was earning 900 naira a month was 25,000. So you get a concept, right? This was 1992 that I heard him preach this message. He said, so he took 25,000 and bought one huge material and gave to his wife so that she would never be able to say again. They took the balance, 25,000 naira. He didn't need it. He threw it into an offering basket. He learned how to pray. He just prayed to God and said, let me shut this testimony up and create a new testimony. One day I did something like that. Because my wife has some nice jewelry that was dashed to her by her mother. I remember that testimony. So many years ago, it was her birthday. I went to a woman selling gold. She gave me 2 gold rings. This was years ago. Maybe like 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 2 gold rings for 50,000, and I paid. Maybe take this as your birthday present. So the most expensive ring she had came from me, according to the will of God. What am I saying? You see, I'm telling you, look, I believe them totally. And let me tell you, it will happen to you. Amen. I said it will happen to you.
Amen.
Buy a cheap ring now. In a short time, shorter than you expect, you will replace it with a real diamond.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
It will happen to you. All I just want, I want one thing from you. When it happens, call me and tell me, Pastor. We thank God. Yesterday, I bought my wife a real lapis lazuli just to celebrate our 18th month anniversary. And she's wearing it right now. I just want you to know that it was a confirmation of that word of that time. What am I going to say? Young men, don't be afraid to tell women because you are not lying. You will do it. What did I say? Say it like you believe it now. I hope you have no objection, though. Some of you are free to talk. You should do things like that once in a while. You should. But what I'm preaching is that God will give you the ability. Never think small of yourself. You have no reason on earth, as a child of God, male or female, to look at somebody else and say, that person is lucky. There are things I don't say. You know why? I'm a lucky man too. Luck is a colloquial word for that spiritual word called blessing. And you are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I said you are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I said you are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I said you are blessed in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, this is a summary of it. What Christ came to do for us. Let's put those things in our minds. And as a matter of fact, your environment will soon begin to feel these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said your environment will soon begin to feel these things
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say this one to you as I'm coming down. You are a giver. Amen?
Amen.
So instead of wondering where are the jobs? No, you must never wonder like that. You will create jobs in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. That is one I feel like leaving this place. Because some people say, I'm just leaving school. Where are the jobs? God said, the jobs are inside you. Tap yourself, your chest. Say, the jobs. They are here. Listen, if every one of the children of God in this country create jobs and they employ 10 people, you know what it means? Unemployment will nosedive. Listen, let me say to you in the name of Jesus, you are not part of the unemployment statistic in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are part of the employer's statistic in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What you should be concerned about is how much will I pay? You hear what I said? What you should be concerned about is what? It's not how much will I be earning. God has sent you forth to this life to be a blessing. And that is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.